What's good? This is Talorian.
And this is Timothy.
And we are the TNT Podcast.
Yes, sir. Make sure y'all follow our podcast Instagram page at TNT Podcast for all of our content. You can also listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and make sure y'all subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. All links will be in the description. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show. What's good, y'all? Welcome back to another edition of our album review series. Y'all know me by Timothy. I am one half of the TNT Podcast. And of course, I got my family here with me. What's up, my G?
Yes, sir. What's good, my boy? It's the other half. It's Talorian. And man, let's get into this album review, man. First, how you been, though? How you been? How your week been going?
Oh, I'm chilling. You know, just work, rest, relaxation. Coming up on a weekend where I'm actually going to be able to sit on my ass and do nothing all weekend. So I'm super, super looking forward to that. But what about you?
Same, man. Been busy trying to find time to rest. Unlike you, I have a busy weekend. You know how it goes, man. But, you know.
That's every other weekend at this point. We've been going this whole year so far.
Tired.
Bro. As y'all know.
So. But, you know, pushing through. I do get a free day tomorrow, so I'm a chill tomorrow. But yeah, man, that's really been it. Just working and just trying to find the work home life balance, you know.
Same. So, same yeah, here.
Man. But yeah, man, shoot, let's
get to this schoolboy
school Q joint, man.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited for this one. I'm really excited for this one. It's been a long time. It's been 5 years.
Yeah, man.
5 years. Schoolboy Q's last project was Crash Talk. Mm-hmm. That was 2019.
Yeah,
right. 2019.
I think so.
How
did you feel about that album?
So I feel like that album, you could tell that it was forced. It was very, very commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Coming off a Blank Face LP, I think we know what that album is. That to me is a top five TDE project.
It is.
Schoolboy Q is one of the ones on that label that has a great catalog.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since the very beginning.
Yeah.
So Crash Talk was very, very commercial. I do remember feeling like when I first heard that album, I remember feeling like this was super, super just kind of out of the norm for TDE. Mm-hmm. They usually just kind of let their artists create, you know, and then we just get the great work. But what did you think about Crash Talk?
That's actually my exact same sentiments. It wasn't what I was used to by Schoolboy Q, because like you were just saying, the album prior to that, going off, you know what I'm saying, like the Blank Face LP, I was so stuck on how good that was,
yeah,
that like when I heard like Crash after that, like I was like, this ain't
yeah,
the Schoolboy I'm used to, you know what I'm saying. So it just, like you said, sounded forced. It just sounded just not what I really wanted
out of
Schoolboy Q. But this new joint,
Yeah. He
I got that feeling back.
Yeah, he definitely returned back to form with this album. And I remember hearing Yearn 101. Mm-hmm. I think it was Yearn 101. That was the first record that I heard. And I remember watching the music video for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I think I texted y'all in the group chat and I was like, yo, Schoolboy Q looks super healthy.
Yeah.
Super, super healthy. I love this dad version of Schoolboy Q.
Yeah, man. He definitely in his dad version bag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And he's talking about it on this whole entire project.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So Yearn 101 was the first one that I heard. He sounded great on that record. His flow, he sounded very, very fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like he was...
He sounded hungry.
Yes.
He sounded hungry in this album.
He sounded super hungry, and he sounded sharp. Sharp was the word that I was looking for with Yearn 101. He was lyrically sharp on that. Mm-hmm. Flow was crazy. Beats crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we got, I think the next one that we got was Back in Love with Devin Malik.
Oh, yeah.
Not really familiar with Devin Malik like that, but.
Same. I've heard of Devin Malik. I haven't heard any music that I can just pinpoint.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, so Back in Love was the next one that we got. Dope, super dope. That's Schoolboy Q sound all the way through. So the two singles that we got, I'm in.
I loved it off rip.
I'm completely in. And once we got the album, you know how we do, you know, long albums. I'm kind of just looking at the track list. But you know what's crazy? Schoolboy Q's albums are usually long.
Mm-hmm.
So even seeing the track list and feeling like it was long, I was just kind of like, well, Schoolboy Q,
and then it was long, but then it was only, what, 56 minutes? So it was like, it was a lot of songs, But I could get through the songs.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And Schoolboy Q albums, you have to prepare yourself for Schoolboy Q albums because you're going to be, it's like a roller coaster.
Yes, bro.
It's like a roller coaster.
That's exactly what I felt when I listened to this album. I was like, dang, it kind of give you like this. It's like a roller coaster ride. Like, it's insane. Like, it's like it goes up and down between like a mellow introspective sound to like a,
to that,
like a turnt sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
And honestly, there's nobody in TDE like Schoolboy. Like, he really stands out on his own. And like,
yeah,
him and J-Rock and Isaiah, like, they all three have different sounding music. Like,
yeah.
And I love that about Schoolboy. He sticks out. Like, his music, nobody in TDE makes the same type of music to me.
No, I agree with that 100%. He's super, super unique. Production and everything. You are on point with the up and down, like, roller coaster vibe as far as the production. Because a lot of these songs had, like, first of all, the production.
Incredible. Crazy.
Like, when I turned on Thank God For Me.
Yeah.
That Project Bat, Project Pat.
Yep.
Chicken Head Sample.
Bruh.
When that shit dropped.
I caught that. I was like, the way that he's sampling, I was like, yeah. I love when people sample stuff and it comes out good. I've heard some samples and it don't be hitting. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I love when people sample, but when they sampling and it sounds great.
Yeah.
He did that.
And Schoolboy Q, because I feel like 3-6 Mafia they've been getting sampled a lot lately. Bruh,
and when I think of Schoolboy Q, I get a 3-6 Mafia vibe.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
He's almost like a modern day them.
Schoolboy Q is...
He's like one of their children.
He's gang ratchet together.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he's gang talk ratchet, like all in one.
He comes from that tree.
Yes.
He comes from that 3-6 Mafia tree.
Which is so crazy because he's a West Coast guy. So that's kind of nuts. But
yeah.
Track list, man.
Bruh.
Once pop starts, that's exactly how I expected a Schoolboy Q project to start. Because when I think of Blank Face, it started with a Torch with Anderson .Paak, which that song is crazy. The beat on that song is crazy, and that's how I felt whenever Pop came on. Whenever he was like, "Get buck." That's exactly the energy that I need Schoolboy Q to come with.
Yeah, I actually like when he starts projects with that type of energy. But it's like what you said, like this album is a roller coaster. It's that, and then it goes into like mellow, and then back up, and then mellow. Like, it just. Yeah, it goes up and down. This project is
It
might be number two behind Blank Face for me.
Oh yeah, for sure, sure. Yeah. This album definitely gave me Blank Face vibes. Mm-hmm. It gave me a little bit of Oxymoron.
Yeah, I got a little bit of that.
Gave me a little bit of Habits and Contradictions because I feel like he's still he's a dad now. And he keeps talking about how he was gone to play golf. He's been doing dadly things. Yeah, got houses in the hills and
mid to late 30s now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a different type of mentality. You know?
It's crazy too, because I remember back when Snapchat first came out, like when it was a thing, like whenever celebrities would have their own Snapchat and they would post stuff on this. Because I don't think celebrities really do that
I think some celebrities still have chat. It's almost like
it's not the same.
It's like
though.
A Snapchat page.
Like, oh, okay.
It's almost like it's like almost kind of like if you go into like an Instagram and they post a story.
Mm.
It's almost kind of like that.
Gotcha.
It's almost kind of like Instagram.
Yeah.
So they have a page and it's like a profile, but it ain't like our Snapchat kind of like. It's weird.
It's not. It's definitely not how it was before. But what you're saying makes sense because before. When celebrities would post on there, it would be like normal, like us.
Yeah.
Because I remember Schoolboy Q used to post on Snapchat a lot, and he would always like put his daughter on camera, and that's when we got that famous. So I don't know if you remember seeing that little video of he was going to pick up Isaiah Rashad from his crib, and Isaiah Rashad comes out the house, and he looks homeless, and Schoolboy Q is like, "What the fuck you wearing?" He's like, "What the fuck you got on? You don't look like no rapper." And Isaiah Rashad is just like.
Like, what that? Like, what does that mean?
I don't know what to tell you. Like, this is me.
Like, he's like, what is a rapper dress like?
Yeah, but no, Schoolboy Q is, I remember when we went to the Blank Face, because we went to the Blank Face show, but we went to the signing first.
Yeah,
it was
me,
you, Raquel. We went to the signing first. We should have saved this for our concert episode.
Oh, but man.
We went to the signing.
We'll talk about it some more in depth.
Yeah, we'll definitely get to it. But I just remember walking up to him and just being like, yo. if you ever quit rap, be a comedian. Because Schoolboy Q is funny. Schoolboy Q is hilarious.
He really is funny, bro.
And like, he was just like, I don't know, maybe I can see that happen. I was like, no, you need to.
He is funny.
You bro. Need to make that happen.
I be watching his interviews, and I actually, I'm behind. I need to watch his Drink Champs joint.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That just dropped.
I need to watch that.
That just dropped. So, I need to hit play on that too.
So it, man, Schoolboy Q is hella funny, bro. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And I remember when we went to that show, man.
Oh yeah, that shit was lit. That shit was lit.
I remember my shirt being drenched.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Mosh pits, all kind of crazy shit.
Yeah, but now this album, man, like
Blue Slides.
That's the song I was just about
to say. Let's talk about Blue Slides.
Okay, bro. I think I registered with that song the most on the whole album.
Yeah.
It's you know me. I like that.
Introspection.
You talking about your life, like what's going on.
I got a few lines. Yeah, I got a few lines that I took away from that record, man.
Yeah. What was the lines that like that you think might have just kind of.
Oh, man. So he said, you know, a man's going to be a man if he don't work. He ain't eating.
Bro, that was one of the lines that stood out to me like the most.
But that one coupled with sometimes you got to be a deadbeat so the kids can eat.
Bro, that one right there kind of hit me because I was like,
dang. It hits you because it's controversial in a way where a lot of men don't speak up about how heavy
the load is to like
to just be a man.
To be a man,
period.
Yeah, like it's a lot of weight on fathers.
And you know, a lot of the times a lot of men don't speak up about that because a lot of the times I feel like they feel like they're not allowed to.
Yeah.
So just the fact that he was being like transparent with that.
Yeah, yeah. I felt that line because.
And I don't even have kids yet. And that's
what I was just about to say, but I thought about it in like my own father's perspective. Because I guess in the thought process of I used to wonder like, dang, like why don't I see my dad enough? But then it's like if I saw him too much, we probably wouldn't have eaten the way he wouldn't have been able to provide like he was.
Right.
I guess when you're a kid, you think about it in the sense like, dang, I'm not really seeing my dad, but it's like I see him too much.
Right. Yeah. And I think a lot of the time it's conditioning too. It's definitely conditioning. We're told that a man, I don't want to get too deep into this because I don't like these. I just want y'all to know I don't like the gender war stuff. I don't like that at all.
That's why we don't do no episodes.
Yeah,
like that. Like
I don't like gender wars because I think men need women, women need men. I think we need each other.
That's why we won't do no episode like that.
I'm pro love. I'm pro relationship. Pro marriage. Pro two people coming together building a foundation. So we don't need to get into all that.
I was talking. It's funny you say that because I was one of my other homies hit me, and I was telling him, "Oh yeah, I got a podcast I'm doing," and he was just like, "It better not be no women ain't." I was like, "We don't even allow them type of episodes."
Yeah,
like we not even gonna play with no episode like that. Like that ain't what we do.
Yeah,
and we won't ever do it. Like you know what I'm saying? Like that ain't what we do.
Yeah,
I was like, so yeah, we talk about stuff like this,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Music.
Like, yeah, I was like the gender wars. I was like, take the microphones away
from. Yeah, we're gonna go down a rabbit hole talking about that. Yeah. I don't agree with that at all. But more some other lines that were in that record. We were screaming mental health. Now we want to kill them all.
Okay, I think that line went over my head a little bit.
There's a lot of lines throughout this album where he's kind of calling out the contradictory of being in the streets and being a street nigga and street codes and all that kind of crap. So that one definitely stood out to me. And then he said, this was probably one of the most powerful ones when he said, they don't want you up. Our own people will vulture us.
Our own people will culture vulture us.
I think that.
That was a powerful line.
That was pretty powerful because I think in the next line after that, he said, you know, we need to come together. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't be coming together. We need to come together. So, yeah, man, it's definitely some grown man stuff on this album, which is what I like because you know I like introspection. Introspection is, I put that. You can be a lyrical miracle all day. I love bars, but this is what I expect from an artist who has been in the industry and has been in hip hop for so long.
But the way that Schoolboy like gave his introspective side on Blue Slides, that's why I can't stop playing this song.
Yeah.
And I think it's that jazz mellow beat.
No drums. It's no drums on that record at all.
Background, like, I'm like, man, this is...
It's something whenever rappers get on a song with no drums that makes them just snap.
Yeah. I almost feel like if it's like on some piano, saxophone, it's almost like it sets the mood for this, like... Almost like if you were walking in like a club or a bar and you saw somebody was about to like perform and like they get in like the beat switch up to something super mellow. It's almost like it just makes them conform to this like deeper side of themselves. Like verbally. Like it's almost like that beat sets the tone for what he's about to talk about.
Yeah.
And so you can feel that on Blue Slides. And I think that's why I keep playing it. That's the best song on the album to me.
To me, that and Cooties, which
Cooties
was another one, man, where he was really, really in his bag. So I took away a couple of lines from Cooties to, let me see, the scars on the back of me healed. Why God bless me, never deserved it, followed my purpose. There's a lot of self-reflection that he's doing on this album.
Yeah.
And it's almost kind of like he's talking in a place where he's like, I survived. Like, I made it out of the streets. I survived. I made it here. Yeah. My kids are here with me. And there's another line in that record that he has about his kids too, which in this is probably one of the more... It's probably one of the deepest lines on this entire album, if you want me to be honest with you. When he said, mass shootings, when would they stop it? Another kid gone for unlimited profit. Rather keep my kid home before you fuck up the process. I'd rather die and lose it all before they don't get the knowledge. That's so powerful to me.
Yeah, man. He was spitting.
That so is you know, so powerful.
About, you know, we talked about the big three or whatever.
Yeah.
You know that's... But Schoolboy is another one of them, like... It's like we talked about the big three, but there is like, you know, the ASAPs, the Schoolboys, it's certain J-Rock, Isaiah, like it's some people, the Wale's, people like it's some people that in our generation of hip hop, and Schoolboy is one of them ones.
Yeah.
He one of them ones. Like
I hear a lot of people that don't like Schoolboy Q though, and I think it's his style. It's his style and his sound. I think he's like we were saying before, he's really, really unique.
Yeah.
And when this album dropped, I saw a few people who were like, don't play that Schoolboy Q around me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, what?
Yeah, I heard, excuse me. Yeah, I heard a couple people say they didn't like the album. But I think what that is it's mentality. It's more grown up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, they don't want to hear Blue Slides.
Yeah.
They want to hear a more turned up type.
So you think because I don't think Crash Talk did anything. Like I don't think it did that well. Like that album came and went.
Bro, nobody I don't hear anybody talk nothing about that album.
There's a few records that I go back to on that album. Let me pull up the track list to
and it's I think was it I think I played Water. It's like a couple
Water that was with Lil Baby, right?
Yeah, I think
this album is commercial as fuck. Look at the track list.
I low key forgot.
21 Savage was on Floating. Kid Cudi was on Dangerous. Lil Baby on Water. Ty Dolla Sign YG.
Yeah.
Black. Travis Scott. That's a super.
Super
commercial album. They tried to really just go full force.
And I think I don't know that album just didn't hit.
Yeah, it didn't.
But that like the way he rapped on Blank Face was so grimy, hungry.
Yeah, Blank Face is definitely
that's his best project.
That's a classic. It's a classic album.
Like I remember, I think. When we've both like I remember when that came out, like I bought two CDs. Shoot, he signed one of them. Like, and I was playing it over and over. I was like, yeah, Blank Face is up there.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's his one.
That's the one.
That's his one. But I was hearing people say they didn't like this new joint.
Yeah, they
like the album. Like they didn't like they was like it's a couple songs here and there, but. A lot of people don't like grown man music. They don't like grown man hip, but they don't like the introspective side. They just want straight,
yeah.
Turn up.
Yeah, turn up.
But, you know.
I mean, you know, to each his own. What you like is what you like.
It's number two. I like to join with...
I was going to say how you feel about Ohio with Freddie Gibbs.
I like liked that joint. Yeah, I actually liked it. I like the features on here, like the joint with Freddie, the joint with Absol. I like this joint.
Yeah, the Ohio, the way the beat changed three different beats. I don't know. It's something about when rappers get on songs and the beat to do the beat switches, mm-hmm. and they do them right.
Yeah,
it just takes me out.
A lot of that in our generation, I'm noticing of hip hop. Like they did it back then, but they now.
Oh no, they do it more now.
That's what I say. Our generation, they did it, but not like we do it. We be having like four beats, changes
on
one song.
Yeah,
and then it'll switch so much. You'll be like, wait, is this the same song or did it just go to the next song? Like it's nah, but that beat switch was crazy. What you think about the features on this app? Like you just said, Freddie Gibbs,
I like the features. I really like that Rico Nasty on Pop.
Yeah, that was hard.
Rico Nasty was killing that shit at the end. I like Freddie Gibbs. Absol killed it. Mm-hmm. Jazzy is somebody who's dope. Jazzy's coming up.
I've never heard of Jazzy, but dope. That was
super fire. Super dope. Absol. I knew Foe when I saw Foe on the track list and I saw Absol on there. Usually Absol is always on like some.
His mind is on some other higher.
I feel like
cerebral type rap.
Yeah, I feel like that song was probably supposed to originally be on an Absol project, and then it landed on here. Mm. Don't know how.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was definitely one of my favorite records. Absol being Absol with you know his lyrics. What were some of your favorite other than Blue Slides? What were some of your favorite records on here
that just stuck out to me? Cooties, Blue Slides, of course. The joint that I just played a lot, the Lost Times with Jazzy.
Yeah, Lost Times. That's another one. So you like all the, because Lost Times is an introspective one too, where he's being introspective on that record.
You know how I am, man. That's my sound.
Yeah, he was doing a lot of that on here. Childish Major, haven't seen that name in forever.
In a long time.
And we get it on a Schoolboy Q album.
Yeah, in a long time, bro.
The back half of this album from Back in Love, well, I think Back in Love is dope, mm-hmm. but Germany 86, Time Killers, Pig Feet, Smile.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Smile, but Pig Feet, Germany 86, and Time Killers, I think those are all like commercial mm-hmm. sounding songs. So
of course, he's going to have that.
Yeah. You know, I like that he kind of put him towards the end of this album.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. He did it right.
The beginning of the album is like.
The sequence of the album.
You about to get these raps.
Yeah, yeah. The sequence and the flow of the album was perfect. He did it perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah, like. Because I almost feel like if this was sequenced different, it would almost change the whole sound of it.
Yeah,
like it was all like it was like the way he sequenced the whole album. It sounds incredible. Like
I'm not gonna lie, man. I'm super super impressed because I didn't really know what to expect.
I didn't either.
You know, I remember when I first saw the news, and you know, it's crazy because TDE artists, they usually all drop in unison. Like they all normally drop at the same time, but I think they're kind of more scattered out this time around. Mm-hmm. So this was a great comeback for Schoolboy Q. Do we know, because I haven't done any research behind the album's title, do we know why this album is called Blue Lips?
I don't, you know what, I'm gonna have to dig into why it's called that.
I'm just gonna go out on the limb. I don't know, I haven't done any research, don't know anything. I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say it has something to do with his Crip ties, with his background being a Crip. I mean, I don't know, I have no idea.
Oh,
but I'm pretty sure that has probably
that's actually crazy. I didn't even think about that.
It could be, I don't know. Just throwing this out there. It's just a theory. But it could be like maybe Blue Lips, Crip being in his blood and his DNA. And maybe now that part of him is like in the past.
Like
and
dying.
He is now. That's why we got the introspective. Like, I'm a father. I'm grown.
I can see that.
I'm past that. So, but it's still Blue Lips. Like, I'm still.
You might have said something. That's kind of wild.
I'm probably wrong. This is just a guess.
That might be right, though. That was a pretty good, like, analysis. That was pretty good. Like,
overall, I really enjoyed Lovebirds was dope.
Yeah.
Lance, featuring Lance Skywalker, bro.
Like, I like Lance, bro.
I feel like, where has Lance Skywalker been?
I feel like, and he's in TDE, and I feel like they haven't really.
I haven't heard anything from Lance Skywalker in a long time.
I feel like he's just been tucked away. Like,
yeah.
Like, where is his album? Like, I feel like, and he's been with TDE for a little while.
Yeah, he's been there for
a while. I'm like, you know, they added Sir, they added Lynn, like, some years ago. But I feel like Sir's been dropping. But I feel like they haven't really said anything about Lance. I'm like, are they setting him up for a big, like, album?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
It's like
I feel like they're 10 years removed, almost 10 years removed from that. So it's just like
why has there been such a and I think there wasn't I think there was a project about him like some years ago, but it seemed like it just kind of went under the radar. But I don't know what but yeah, when I see Lance on something, I just be like
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with him, but yeah, I don't know what's happening at TDE, but
yeah, and we've talked about that before, so yeah. You don't need to get back into that. But yeah, man, overall, I love this album.
I love it though.
I love this album.
It's the second best album to me in Schoolboy's catalog, and yeah, man, I love the project. I don't even really want to give it a rating. I just think it's one of the best albums of 2024.
Yeah, it's another TDE contribution. There's definitely some songs over here that's going on our playlist for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going on our playlist.
I feel like at least two or three
on
this joint gotta go on the playlist, the end of the year playlist. But
for sure.
I love the album. Yeah, man, for a real hip-hop fan, I think whoever love real hip-hop, it's good. It give you a little bit of everything. It's a roller coaster ride, like you just said. Like, it's I don't really got any complaints about it. I love the album.
Same here. Yeah. I love it all the way through. Lyrics, production, features, everything is dope. Man. Schoolboy Q, Blue Lips. If y'all haven't gotten a chance to go check out Schoolboy Q's Blue Lips album, please go hit play on that. If you're not a Schoolboy Q fan, you know, that's cool. I would say maybe go back and give some of his older albums a chance so you can kind of build up to this, so you can kind of see what his sound is like if you're not really familiar with Schoolboy Q, because it is kind of in your face. Mm-hmm. It's loud. It's a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, Schoolboy Q, Blue Lips.
I love it, man.
Yeah, man, I ain't got no more talking. Anything else you want to add?
Nah, man, I love the project, and like you said, check it out. If you like it, cool. If you don't, cool.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah. All right. Yeah, another edition of the TNT Podcast album review episode. We going to be right back at y'all with some more content.
Yes,
appreciate y'all for tuning in. Deuces. Peace and love.
Peace.